It's Coast 93.1. We're playing like, this is like Welcome to Coast Court.
I know. So
Todd's here from News Center Maine, and so is his wife, Rachel, who's on the phone. Who's
morning.
Home with a, you're home with a sick
kid. Hi, sweetie.
Good
morning.
tell Lila we said feel better.
Oh, my baby girl's throwing up.
Oh, yeah, no. We had a rough night in the house.
Well, and it sounds like it was a rough night for Todd.
Todd had a rough Friday.
It's been a rough weekend for Todd.
So if you didn't hear it the other day, we were talking about Spanx. And Todd just kind of goes, oh, yeah, well, my wife broke her wrist with her Spanx. And we were like, wait a minute, what? So, Rachel, you tell the story from your perspective. Do you actually break your wrist getting out of your Spanx?
No, I mean, no. And that's like one of the funniest parts. I said to him when I came home, I'm like, first of all, it wasn't Spanx, it was skinny jeans. And he goes, well, you know, tight stuff. Same thing.
But you did, trying to hop out of your skinny jeans then, you broke your wrist?
Yeah, even nailed it. I was doing the one leg hop,
right,
to get the skinny jeans off.
Yeah.
And then I tipped over and I put all my weight on my wrist and I had like a chip fracture, they called it.
But right. Emergency so room and a wrist cast later. Whatever, the brace. Same thing.
Todd, you might just want to remain quiet for a minute.
Seriously. So I'm at work, and then a teacher I work with is like, oh, my daughter is texting me, Todd on the radio talking about Rachel removing Spanx and breaking wrists. And I was like,
What? So, immediate text to Todd?
Yeah.
So, hence the text
that I can't read to you on the air.
So, he's been in the doghouse since what, Friday?
Yeah, Friday. My parents were visiting. I played it for my mom. I played the podcast for my mom. He's like, oh, Todd, you know, I love you, but I can't help you with this one.
Now, wait, so was Todd in trouble, Rachel, because he outed you as his wife for breaking a wrist, pulling out of something tight? Or was it that he talked about you wearing Spanx?
Well, it was like, you know, the big picture. It was like, the way he said it, yeah, wearing Spanx. He said removing Spanx. He said
as if something was going on, and trust me, there was nothing going on. And there won't be, apparently, for a while. Am I right, hon?
I was actually getting out of my skinny jeans to put sweatpants on.
Right. Which we all do, but then these, you know, makes you sound like, you know, you're in this armor of Spanx and you don't even take it off right. He's like, Spanx are dangerous, let me tell you why.
Well, yeah.
And I knew it. I said, and he goes, well, she's at work. And I thought, well, you know, this is a big community.
And then Blake and Eva have to run the promo all weekend long. Thanks, guys. That was awesome.
Oh, well, that was it. It's like I'm trying to calm myself down, like 9:20, maybe not a lot of people heard it. And then the second I got in my car to go to work,
There it is again. Every hour on the hour. Yeah. I just wish I could have seen your face when Todd walked in the door at home.
Right.
Tears in red.
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
How was your day?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about mine.
The first text was at 9:30.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Well, okay. You're a good sport, Rachel.
Yeah, you're a good sport. And
isn't she?
She is.
Well,
and hey, listen, since Todd's new to the radio thing now, I mean, he's been doing TV for a while, but, you know, they don't really talk about, you know, it's not like Lee and Sharon are like, so, right. Todd, tell me about when your wife broke her wrist wearing Spanx. You know, that really come up.
It's a little scary that he's not, like, reined in more.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we love
We're letting
that.
Him loose.
Listen, I say stupid things, and I'm going to say them again. I warned her on the weekend, over the weekend. I said, look, this is going to happen again, and it's not premeditated. It's just I don't think before I speak.
Hello, why do you think we have a show that describes
you know?
Eva?
If you start censoring,
All right, well, Todd's got to go be on TV.
Okay.
And Rachel, I know you got to go tend to your little girl, so give Lila a hug.
I will relieve you, hon, at about 10 a.m.
Okay, sounds good.
Love you. Love you.
We love you, Rachel. Thanks for letting Todd play with us in the morning.
Still thinking
here.
About it, I can tell.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, Todd, go be on TV. I know you got it.
All right,
there
you
go. Bye, Rachel. Thanks for coming on.
Wake up and laugh with Blake and Eva.